Afghanistan. Iraq?
Excuse me?
Coalition of the Women. Basra.
Ah. What division?
2nd Battalion, Royal Welsh.
You were testing me, weren't you? Thought I was lying.
Never.
Here you go.
I'm fine.
No, you're all right. I can't sit while a woman's standing. Hey, move it, idiot.
How gallant. Thank you.
Excuse me.
Ah, Mr. Savarese, I was just coming for you.
Great. I was just ready to be come for. So, feeling good, Alicia? Feeling lucky?
Ah, about the bed. Yes, I think you're in very good shape, Mr. Savarese.
I'm on hold. You're? What happened to where? I'll get this 25 million for the city search-up business. That's 5% to you.
I think we're in very good shape, Mr. Savarese.
Yes. Hello? No, this is Carrie. Yes. Are you sure?
Don't do this.
Okay, we'll find out more.
It went to Streckler Automotive.
I'm gonna see them.
They said it was a close bid. You were second.
I don't care if I was eighth. They cheated. I had a black partner.
Well, they had diversity, too, and a female partner.
Okay, it's what I want to do. I want you to check out Streckler and Duda, whatever they're called, because they paid somebody off.
You paid somebody off.
Whose side are you on? I paid somebody off because they were. All right.
Your Honor?
Mr. Gardner.
Why are you here?
To court-martial you.
Huh?
To see Alicia Florek.
Does she know you're here?
I gave my name.
Yes, but I don't... I mean, maybe she did. Come with me.
Are you Maddie Hayward, the CEO?
Yes, I am.
Mandy Post, Synth Magazine. Nice to meet you. Sorry, once a reporter, always a reporter. Given your support for Peter Florek, do you have any comment on this story that he slept with a campaign worker?
Judge Kuhn, I'm surprised.
Yes, Mrs. Florek. This was a bit spontaneous. I don't need you, Mr. Gardner.
He's a partner. I'm only a fourth year.
I know, but I don't need you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was on a judicial panel studying the mainstreaming of gender in the military, and there was a speaker who had an issue our panel could not address. I would like you to meet her.
You would like me?
Yes. She's a member of the JAG Corps, and she was attacked last year while in Afghanistan.
In what way? Attacked?
By a man on the base. He tried to rape her.
And you want me to?
Represent her.
I'm sorry. I find myself a little lost here, Your Honor. She needs a lawyer, but she's a military lawyer.
Yes.
Is she in trouble?
No. She's suing.
Who is she suing? She can't sue the military.
The attacker was an employee of Martinell Security, one of the independent contractors in Afghanistan. Given the evidence was deemed insufficient for criminal prosecution, she decided to sue in civil court.
I see. And can I ask you why me? I didn't think it went so well last time in court.
Everyone deserves a second chance.
Eli!
Oh, Mandy. Here to exercise your particular brand of gotcha journalism?
We're printing the story, Eli.
You're printing a story you know is untrue?
No, we are printing a story that has become a topic of conversation.
It's only become a topic of conversation because some blogger who lives in his mom's apartment put it out there. When did the mainstream media become such a bitch of the blogosphere?
Good quote. Want that in the online edition?
Mm-hmm. Go to hell.
We're running the story on Monday, Eli. And Maddie Hayward was here.
What?
Maddie Hayward was here? No, she left. She wasn't here for you, Eli.
Who are you? I am still a partner here. You can't just give away my office.
I can. And I did. Well, this sucks.
Dan, what is going on here?
Mr. Gold, you are on a campaign. The last time you used your office was 2 months ago. We cannot afford a part-time lawyer taking up office space.
No, you cannot afford to piss me off. My candidate wins, we bring millions of
If your candidate wins, you'll bring it here anyway. You have $250,000 in capital contribution, 5% of the yearly draw. You go somewhere else, you lose that. This is just stupid here. All of September.
Captain Hellinger, this is the civilian lawyer we discussed, Alicia Florek.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Colonel, but I've decided I'm fine on my own. I'm pursuing this pro se.
I understand. Good luck.
One second, Mrs. Florek. You need her. You need someone who knows civil court. I'm lying.
I have to argue this brief in 2 hours. I can't.
And that's why you need her. At least let her read the brief. Mrs. Florek. Do you mind reading a motion to compel?
Actually, I don't want to intrude.
You're not intruding, Captain. Ask her if she will read your brief.
It's just a motion to compel the production of a witness. Nothing too elaborate.
I can see that.
I'm trying to keep it simple.
It's well-reasoned.
Thank you. Any pointers?
You won't win the motion.
But you just said it was well-reasoned.
Cook County judges don't decide merely on reason. They decide on fear of being overturned on appeal. And they have nothing to fear here. They can sense when something's been written by a novice. Sorry, but that's what you are.
I have 12 years in the JAG Corps.
Yes, and the judges will sense that. The writing is too perfect, too neat. You need to pull back on all the adjectives.
Are you serious?
Yes.
What do you suggest, Mrs. Florek?
Well, this is a motion for Martinell Security to present your attacker in court for questioning.
Yes, Ricky Waters.
And you don't know where Mr. Waters is being stationed in Afghanistan.
They won't respond to my discovery requests.
Well, first, you don't ask them. They'll lie either way. You find out yourself.
And how do I do that?
Consultation's over. Am I hired?
Thanks for doing this. It comes out on Monday, so I need to be ready. I need something on the magazine or the editors or the writer. They're all Democrats, so it can't be politics. Some bias in their background, a job they didn't get, a lawsuit. Don't worry if it's obscure. Just give me something I can build on. Glinda. Are you here with me?
Are you being investigated by the feds?
No. I don't know. Am I? Why? Everybody's investigated at some point or another. Why? What are you hearing?
Well, I'm not hearing anything.
Okay, so what are we talking about? Where'd you get this?
I can't say.
Well, what is it?
I don't know.
Glinda, what the hell?
It's from a federal investigation. The question is this photo about you or me? Address and telephone number.
Wow, thanks. You don't seem happy.
Oh, it's just... I'm just busy.
Your husband lost his bid. He won't be doing business in Chicago.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're staying cool today on this unusually hot November day. And I hope you don't mind me saying, global warming one, skeptic zero. Anyway, I believe we have a motion to consider.
Yes, Your Honor. My client is suing the military contractor Martinell Security for the actions of an employee who tried to rape her.
And I see that she herself is military personnel. Welcome. I have great respect for all those in uniform, no matter how our government sees fit to employ them. Now, let's see. Oh, you're moving for the return of a witness from overseas.
Actually, Your Honor, there's been new information. The witness, Ricky Waters, was transported back to the States on 2-week leave and is a mere 12 miles from here in Northbrook. Unfortunately, Martinell Security intends to deploy him to Afghanistan in 48 hours. So this subpoena needs to be expedited.
Is that true, Mr. Stabler?
Bucky, Your Honor.
Bucky, of course. Is this true?
Actually, Your Honor, whether it's true or not, we believe it's irrelevant. Martinell Security is immune from all civil actions, including this subpoena.
They're going for Paris.
And why is that?
Ferris versus the United States, Your Honor. A serviceman or woman, such as the plaintiff, cannot sue the military. Therefore, by extension, they cannot sue a contractor, which is deemed an arm of the military.
Your Honor, the military contractor must prove their aims and independence are subjected to the military. And unless Martinell can prove that the military ordered this raid...
Excuse me. That is offensive, Your Honor.
No, the offense here is you are trying to protect one of your employees from facing his accuser in court. Captain Hellinger has served her country for 12 years. At the very least, she deserves to face her rapist.
Accused rapist, Counselor.
Yes, accused rapist. Thank you.
Mr. Stabler, Bucky, unless you have any more arguments, I'm ready to rule.
Your Honor, one of the consequences of modern warfare is a blurring of the lines between soldiers and contract workers. Mr. Waters is being deployed to a military base that is directly in the line of fire, which is why he is granted the same protections from liability as every other soldier. In fact, Your Honor, it's exactly on the same point of law that most rulings to the contrary have been overturned on appeal.
Oh, come on. You'd be more subtle if you sent the judge a death threat.
Your Honor.
Mrs. Clark, please. Before I rule, I would like to hear evidence on how closely aligned Martinell is with the military.
Your Honor, we only have a 48-hour window here.
I understand that. We can do a lot in 48 hours. If it's true that Mr. Waters is subject to the military hierarchy, I will conclude that he and Martinell are immune to lawsuit.
You're good. Is that practice?
Take a compliment.
Thank you. Let's win this.
So I get the fluff piece and Mandy Post gets the real story.
The false story.
Yeah, why am I here, Eli?
What do you know about Mandy Post?
What do I want to know about Mandy Post?
She had a cousin in Illinois going through a nasty divorce 4 years ago. The wife accused him of molesting one of her children.
Okay.
Mandy's cousin denied he was the molester, of course. But the victim, a sweet 9-year-old girl, testified against her father, and he was convicted.
Eli, are we gossiping here, or are we working?
He's in prison now, Mandy's cousin. 12 years. Guess who prosecuted him? Peter Florek. Not for attribution.
So you're saying that my competitor, Mandy Post, wrote a story about Peter Florek's sex life as payback for prosecuting her cousin?
I'm saying it's an interesting observation.
Florek was the prosecutor.
In a sense, he was the state's attorney at the time. Mm-hmm. What? Same difference?
No, it's not.
Well, that's where you come in, you know. Journalism. You lost the Florek affair story to Mandy Post. What's the consolation prize? Showing Mandy had a hidden motive?
Peter?
Mom, just 1 minute, okay?
I'm fine. I'm always just fine.
Hey, yeah, it's me. I just want to warn you, the story's coming out, and you may be questioned about it.
Is it bad?
It's pretty bad. They say you approved, that we have an open marriage. Have you heard anything from Maddie?
No, but I don't expect to.
You must be hurting on the money front.
No, we're okay. For now. You know, these things always come around, so...
No, I'm not going to come.
Just one more quick thing. Jackie is firing another caretaker. Have you got any other references?
Sorry, no. Hey, is it a woman, the one she's firing?
Yeah, why?
Try a man.
Really?
Just a hunch.
Ask the hospital if they have any men.
Okay, I will. Thanks.
No, go now. Just go. Go. Go.
Everything all right? I don't know, but I have given up on caring.
Ryan Hood, I am founder and chief executive officer of Martinell Security.
And you have been contracting to the U.S. military for how long?
Well, since the beginning. We were there in Iraq. We were there in Afghanistan.
How nice for you.
Mr. Hood, let's discuss your role in these war zones. You not only provide support for the military, you essentially fight alongside them.
Essentially. The American military is understaffed. There aren't enough personnel to fill all the combat needs. That's why Martinell, Blackwater, and now Academy fill the gaps.
But in the field, your employees answer to the military hierarchy.
Yes. Without the chain of command, There would be anarchy.
So these lawsuits and these subpoenas, they have a tendency to complicate the pursuit of national interest.
Definitely. Take, for example, this subpoena of the witness, Ricky Waters.
The attempted rapist, Ricky Waters.
Excuse me, Your Honor. That is uncalled for.
Yes, Mrs. Spurk, please refrain.
The witness, Ricky Waters, trained soldiers in counterinsurgency techniques. If he isn't in Afghanistan, American lives will be endangered.
Thank you, Mr. Hood. Your witness.
Good morning, Mr. Hood. Or, I'm sorry, what rank would you like to be referred to?
Come on, Counselor. This man is a CEO of a privately held firm. He admits that. Not saying he's a general.
Okay, please sit down. Mrs. Lurick, I think I get your general point. Please, proceed.
Mr. Hood, what is the penalty for insubordination in the military?
I don't understand. What insubordination?
Well, let's take Article 77 to 134 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. What is the penalty for insubordination in a combat zone?
You mean missing the movement of a unit?
Yes.
Well, court-martial, and most probably detention.
Uh-huh. And any soldier not following orders from a superior into battle would be subject to court-martial.
Yes, ma'am.
And as you said, your employees follow these rules, so they would be subject to court-martial.
Yes, in a combat zone, yes.
And please explain what happened with Martinell personnel on October 12th, 2011.
Explain. Could you be more specific?
Yes. Weren't Martinell employees ordered by the military high command to offer security in the Ganzi province on October 12th of last year?
We weren't ordered, we were asked.
Oh, I'm reading from a general order, not a general ask.
Well, I think order was being used generically. We considered it an ask.
I see. And didn't Martinell go on strike?
I wouldn't call it on strike.
Counselor, I think your co-counsel wants you.
In a letter to the high command, you called it a strike.
Yes, well, that was a personal joke between friends.
You went on strike until the military ensured the protection of your employees.
Yes.
And if a soldier had done that, refused to go into a combat zone without greater security, wouldn't he be court-martialed?
That's not a fair comparison.
But it's true, he would be court-martialed.
Yes, but that's not a fair comparison.
And why not?
Because those were exceptional circumstances.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. Mr. Slork, I think you've made your point. For the current circumstances, I will grant the subpoena.
Your Honor.
Bucky, no. Please make Mr. Ricky Waters available for questioning by, say, 3 o'clock this afternoon, or be subject to arrest.
We wouldn't. Oh, not yet. You don't understand.
Thank you, Corby. It's still crap.
Mr. Hayden, I understand that we might disagree, but I wish you wouldn't refer to everything as... Carrie, how you doing?
Well, thank you.
I'm glad you're in here. And I'm glad you survived the slaughter.
The firings, yes. I seem to have a few lives left. Thank you.
I've seen you talking to Clark. He seems to like you. It's good. There aren't too many people he likes.
Well, I don't seek him out.
Yeah, I know. I wonder if you know what's happened to him. He's become angrier and more abrasive with us.
He's starting to care. On the Bishop case, he enjoyed it. He enjoyed participating. He wants something like that, something to build his life on. He seems to think that Lockhart Gardner might be it.
It's not his firm.
Oh, I know. I'm not agreeing. I'm just suggesting why he might be more abrasive. He cares.
Could you talk to him? Find out if that's what this is about.
Sure.
Good. And how are you doing?
Well, I have a question for you. Yes. I'm not sure if I've done anything wrong with Will.
With Will? Why?
I'm just wondering if he doesn't trust me. I know the state's attorney's office. I know how they work, but I haven't been on a single criminal case. I'm just wondering if there's anything else I should know.
No. No, I'm surprised. I'm sorry. I haven't kept track, Carrie. No, definitely. You should be put on criminal cases. I'll make sure that happens.
Okay. Thank you. And I'll talk to Mr. Aiden.
Okay. Good. What's that about?
Oh, partner stuff. I have something on our tow truck magnate.
You have? What?
The winning bid. There's a way to invalidate it.
Streckler Automotive? How?
One of their partners is an ex-government employee. They have to wait 2 years before they can bid.
And they did?
No. The bid got moved up by a month. They missed it by a week.
They were a government employee?
Yes, by 1 week. That means their bid can be invalidated, and the bid would go to Nick Severese. If we want.
If we want Nick Severese still to be a client. I'll take care of it.
Mom?
This is Christian.
This is Clark.
Hello.
You're a man.
Yes, but I have a nursing license.
Christian? What's Christian? Mexican?
Christian, Cuban. My family is from Cuba.
Excuse me. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Send it through.
I don't need help.
Good. Then I won't supply it. I'll just collect my paycheck.
How much is my son paying you?
$40 an hour. $45 on the road.
I don't need it, Peter.
You're getting it, Mom.
You don't want me to campaign with you?
No, I do. But I want you to be taken care of.
I don't like him.
You haven't given me a chance.
Don't eavesdrop.
Don't talk so loud when you gossip.
Give him a chance, Mom. Give him a chance.
Hello.
Yes, I'm on. Yes, just send it through.
You okay?
Yes.
Would you please state your name and occupation?
Ricky Waters. I'm an employee of Martinell Security, working in counterinsurgency training in Afghanistan.
Mr. Waters, thank you for taking the time to speak to us today.
You're welcome. I'm just a little surprised. There must be some misunderstanding here.
Well, the plaintiff claims that you attacked her on April 30th, 2011, at Camp Dwyer in the Helmand River Valley of Afghanistan.
Yes, I read the charge. Laura, I'm sorry, but that didn't happen.
Sir, two things. Don't address my client. And when you do refer to her, it's Captain Hellinger.
Yes, ma'am. My apologies, Captain.
So you did know Captain Hellinger at Camp Dwyer?
Yes, she was negotiating contracts for roads and hospitals. Sometimes we saw each other at the MWR, the Morale Welfare Recreational Center.
Yes, the MWR. In fact, you had drinks at the MWR with Captain Hellinger on the night in question, did you not?
Yes, there was a party for new reservists, including myself.
After which, she claims that you both went back to her office.
Well, we both had offices on the first floor of the 35th Combat Support Hospital, so yes, we did go.
And there, she claims that you threatened her with a demotion if she refused to sleep with you.
No, there's no way that could have happened. I have no sway over
you. You were friends with Major Hart.
Captain Hellinger. You must be quiet. What happened after that, Mr. Waters? To the best of your memory.
Captain Hellinger was drinking. She was tipsy. I asked her if she wanted me to take her to her barracks. She said no. She kept hanging on me. All I can imagine is that she took offense at the way I was rebuffing her. I don't know what.
So it is your sworn testimony that you never attacked Captain Hellinger?
Correct. In fact, I couldn't have attacked her. I was sending an email at 0010 that night. Look at the time codes. Exact same time as this supposed attack.
I'll have our investigator look into it. He may not have sent the email.
He sent the email.
Damn it.
This is a readout of all the emails sent from the 35th Combat Support Hospital on April the 29th and 30th.
They got that to you fast.
Yep. Evidence that works against us. They always deliver fast. He sent the email at the time of the attack.
That doesn't change the fact he could have attacked her and sent the email.
That's something else.
Something good?
Something very good. 1 minute later... Here, another email was sent from a terminal in the next office.
There was a witness.
Yep, someone was in the next office at the time of the attack.
Let's subpoena him. And I'll get on with...
I'll just be right back.
Hi. Hi, Maddie. What's up? I tried to see you earlier, but, you're busy.
We're fine, Maddie. We really are. You're not giving money to my husband. It's okay.
No. It's just... I thought it only fair to warn you before I announce.
Announce what?
My candidacy. I'm running against your husband.
Alicia, I know this will probably affect our friendship, but I really believe this campaign needs a woman. I thought your husband could represent our interests, but after this past week, this last story, I know you say it's a lie, but women have always...
Maddie, you don't need to explain anything.
I know. But I want you to understand.
I understand, and you don't have to explain anything.
Okay. Maybe we can still talk.
Sure, whenever you want.
I'm sorry, Alicia. It's... The issues are too important to delay.
And you have the money to run.
It's not personal.
Yep. Just business.
Alicia, how are you? What a pleasant
surprise. Maddie Hayward is running against Peter. Maddie Hayward just came to my office to tell me that she is running against Peter. Yes, she doesn't feel he represents female issues.
She's timing it to be a fair story.
Yes.
And she's going to pull all his female support.
I know.
And she has money.
And one last thing. She befriended me and we talked. Yes, I shared some things she could possibly use.
Are you and Will?
No. About how I feel about Peter, about being in the public eye, about issues I think he's weak on.
Okay, we need to debrief you.
And Mike Receiva needs to keep his hands off seniors' medical benefits. Is that the right line?
Where are your glasses? Maybe if you find your glasses, you can read the line.
Maybe if you kept track of my glasses.
You can't read the lines unless you...
I can read them.
Don't even ask.
I need to go to court.
You need to deal with this.
No, after court.
Yes.
It's in your lap now.
You can't do the RoboCop. You lost your glasses and you have to fight.
The difficulty we're running into, Your Honor, is that this witness, the one who emailed at the same time and who we think heard and possibly observed the attack, is Sergeant Wade Compton, who is still serving in Afghanistan.
We can't subpoena him, Colonel, and the command is rebuffing our efforts to transfer him home to testify.
Yes, I know. So you know we need him.
We think this sergeant heard everything.
I understand that. I'm not sure what you think I can do.
Contact his superiors, request that he testify in court.
Captain, you know I can't do that. You know that exceeds my authority.
We thought that maybe you could make an extra effort, given your previous sympathy for Captain Hellinger's situation.
Mrs. Florek, you are asking something of me that goes beyond my ability.
Thank you, Colonel.
Is there something else, Mrs. Florek?
You know what's going on here. The Army doesn't want her to win. They are siding with Martinell because they don't want their contractor undercut.
Yes, that's my understanding.
She's being pressured to quit. Did you know that?
I didn't know that, but I understand it.
So why won't you help?
Mrs. Florek, stop playing on my emotions. I know what you're saying, and if it were in my ability to help, I would.
He's reading the Steve Jobs biography.
Excuse me?
You're wondering why Mr. Hayden was acting so abrasive? He's reading Steve Jobs' bio. That's when he says everything sucks. It was crap. Same thing happened at the state's attorney's office. Some managers, they think it worked for Jobs and it worked for them.
What would you do?
It wears off. Do you want me to talk to him?
That'd be good. Oh, and I have two criminal cases I want you to look at. They might plead out, but I'm not sure.
Thanks for doing this.
Having a drink? Why not?
There's a chance the winning bid could be invalidated.
My husband's bid.
Strecker Automotive made a mistake. One of their partners used to be connected to the city.
That makes sense. So, he'll win the bid?
Only if he knows about it.
How could he not know about it?
He asked us to check into Strecker Automotive's payoffs. He did not ask us to check into their partners. Do you love him?
No?
Then
I have difficulty being away from him.
Is he dangerous? Sometimes. Shouldn't you stay away then?
Yeah.
Judge King.
And the panel investigating the mainstreaming of gender in the military is back in session. We have one more witness for the panel. Are you ready to be questioned, Sergeant?
Yes, ma'am.
Please supply your name for the record.
Sergeant Wade Compton.
Thank you, Sergeant, for returning from Afghanistan for this session. This panel has only one question for you, Sergeant.
Yes.
What do you think of the mainstreaming of gender in the military?
What do I think?
Yes.
I don't know. It's good.
Thank you, Sergeant. You're excused.
That's it?
Yes. Thank you for returning at our request.
Sergeant Compton? You have a moment?
Seem to have a lot of moments. What do you mean? Sergeant Wade Compton, Camp Dwyer, Afghanistan. I serve as liaison with private contractors during training.
And where's your office located?
In the 35th Combat Support Hospital.
Near Captain Hellinger's and Mr. Waters' offices?
Yes, ma'am. Captain?
And given your proximity to them, did you have occasion to hear anything unusual?
Objection. Hearsay, Your Honor.
It's an admission against interest. Sergeant Compton's job depends on positive reports from Mr. Waters, his superior. Anything negative that he says is therefore an exception to hearsay.
Overruled. You may answer.
I heard voices, Captain Hellinger and Mr. Waters arguing.
About what?
Well, Mr. Waters wanted to have sex with Captain Hellinger.
And she resisted his advances?
Yes, ma'am.
Physically?
Yes. I heard them struggle. I think he ripped her clothes and she kicked him. And then he called her a bitch. A nasty bitch, I think is what he said. And then she ran out of there.
And why didn't you come forward until now, Sergeant?
Well, like you said, Mr. Waters is kind of like my boss. I mean, he's close with my CO, so...
So you feared for your job?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Nothing further, Your Honor.
Anything, Counselor? Counselor?
Yes, Your Honor. Sergeant Compton, you seem pretty clear as to the events of that night. You remember it well?
Yes, sir.
Then do you remember what time it was that you heard this attack on Captain Hellinger?
I was waiting until close to midnight to email my girlfriend because with the time difference. So I remember I was waiting for an email back when I heard the fight. It was about 0015.
0015. So for the benefit of us civilians, that's after midnight.
Yes, 15 minutes after.
Yeah.
Defense Exhibit D, Your Honor. Mr. Waters' reserve deployment orders. And as you can see, Mr. Waters was officially called up to active duty as of that very same midnight.
Objection, Your Honor.
What could you possibly object to, Mrs. Clerk? You proved your point. Mr. Waters attacked your client.
I did not.
But at the time of the attack, he was no longer working for Martinell Security.
By 15 minutes, Your Honor.
It doesn't matter if it was 15 seconds. He was in the Army on active duty and therefore protected by Ferris versus the United States. And Captain Hellinger is barred by law from suing
Your
him.
Honor.
Mrs. Florek, you will have every opportunity to verify the timeline, but I'm afraid Mr. Stabler is right. Unless you can prove that the attack occurred before midnight, I will have no choice but to dismiss the case.
I wasn't watching the clock. I was trying to get out of there without getting raped.
Of course you were. That's not the issue. The issue is the length of the assault.
Meaning what?
You said he started harassing you in the bar at the MWR.
Yes.
And then he followed you back to the office.
So it could be viewed as one long attack.
I can't lie.
It's not about lying. It's about more fully remembering a past event.
I know. It sounds like a rationalization. It's not. You were hit on in the bar. You pushed him off. Maybe even laughed. Not because it was funny, but because it's the easiest way to make him go away.
Then I went back to my office, and I wasn't afraid until he followed me there.
Do you think that he had the same intent at the bar as he did in the office? To have sex or force you to have sex?
Yes, but legally it doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is whether I experienced it as one attack.
Laura, you need to stop thinking as a lawyer. We're your lawyers. Experience it as a woman.
So when Mr. Waters first propositioned you, it was at the bar at the MWR?
Yes.
What did you do?
I said no.
And he persisted?
Yes. It was like he wouldn't take no for an answer. He'd been drinking. He was getting angry.
Did you fear for your safety?
Yes. That's why I left the MWR, because his behavior was scaring me. But then he followed me to my office.
And one last question, Captain Hellinger. What time did this conduct take place at the bar?
It was about 23:30.
Thank you.
So you're saying this was one prolonged assault, is that it? And since it began before midnight, Martinell Security is in fact still liable.
Yes.
So we are to assume that you were in fear for your safety during this whole time?
Yes.
Well, it's very convenient, isn't it?
Argumentative, Your Honor.
Sorry, I'll withdraw that and offer this instead. You sent a text message that same night to a Lieutenant Parisi of the JAG Corps. Is she a friend of yours?
Yes, that's right.
Would you read it for us, please? How about?
Leaving MWR now, CK was blitzed, LMAO.
And would you clarify for the court what LMAO means?
That's quite all right. I think I'm aware. LOL.
Very well, Your Honor. Oh, please, Captain, continue.
So happy I'm off tomorrow, off to catch some Z's, night girl.
And what's the time stamp on that text message?
11:52 p.m.
So you must have sent that message while you were walking back from the MWR to your office at that time. Did we not?
Yes.
It doesn't sound like you were in fear for your safety, though, as you were walking back to your office. Does it?
Damn you!
Got in line.
I got fired, Eli.
What?
My editor thought it was unprofessional that I was pursuing a personal agenda. Now I'm the story. You sicked Peggy Byrne on me like an attack dog, and now I am out.
Well, look at it this way. The good thing about a 24-minute news cycle is that they'll all be on to something else soon. If it's any consolation, I do feel a tiny bit bad about it.
Kidder.
What? It's true. We teach you to mumble. It's so easy.
Come on. We'll be late. Let's get the car. You were right. I just had to give him a chance.
I see that.
Sometimes a mother has to listen to her son. Thank you. Good evening, Mr. Gold.
Indeed it is, Mrs. Florek. What? She's happy.
Yeah, she is.
Please sit.
I have given this a great deal of thought. And I want you to know, Captain Hellinger, that I am truly sympathetic to your plight. To be denied justice in military court was tragic. Uh-oh. To be denied justice again in civilian court is just cruel. But I'm afraid the Supreme Court has spoken very clearly in Ferris, as much as I may personally disagree. Mr. Waters was an Army reservist at the time of the attack and therefore is immune from liability. As such, I'm afraid I must dismiss the case. Thank you. Thank you, Bucky. No more feelings.
Step back.
Yes, Colonel.
Captain. Colonel. We'll appeal.
No. No appeal if I'm done.
I'm so sorry.
Hey, we got him into court. That's more than I thought we'd do. What do you do when it's all over?
start up again?
Well, thank you very much. That's really great news. Okay.
Done. Any more money calls, Eli?
There are always more money calls.
Maddie Hayward. The competition.
Well, I couldn't just let you run away with this.
Your innermost feminist demanded satisfaction.
Something like that, yes.
Well, first of all, Maddie, I'm going to beat you. And then I'm going to beat the Republican, Kristeva.
No, Peter, you need money. I have money. I'm willing to spend my own. People are drawn to people willing to spend their own. Maybe you beat me, but you'll be tapped out. And Kristeva will outspend you. But there is another way.
I can hardly wait.
You drop out and run as my lieutenant governor. Uh-huh. It's a good position. You'd be good at it.
You used my wife. You befriended her and used her.
I didn't use her. I befriended her. I didn't know I was going to do this.
You know, I can trust a cynic and a con man, but I can't trust a hypocrite. Because the hypocrite doesn't know when she's lying, and that's the most dangerous liar of them all.
So that's a no.
That's more than a no. That's a never.
Okay. See you out there.
Stay tuned for scenes from our next episode.